My name is Wilma. I'm an addict. Tell Betty I love her, and she did a good job. And I'd like to thank my high pal, Knock Anonymous. And what I like about this, my high pal, you know, this is something I don't like doing. Let me say that from the kickoff. I do not like standing in front. I do anything else. I stay in the back and do what I need to do to help the suffering act. But if God seemed fit, I need to be in front. You know, and I was just kind of just over time, not overnight. You know, what I can remember about my story, it's something when you come to a meeting from jail. Let me say, I come from jail. I've never been in treatment. And when I get there, you know, mind you, I've been using and doing stuff for a while. And when I get there, I'm like, I go in the room, I'm like, what in the hell is this? All these happy-ass people in here, goddamn it. And, you know, I'm gritting. And the information that I got from out there in the street, so I'm like, weak-ass people. Look at these weak-ass people up here crying and shit. You know, crying and weeping. And I'm standing there. Mind you, when you come past the door sill, everybody know you're in trouble but you. You there? Because functioning people don't come to NA meeting. Let me say that for a fact. They got stuff to do. They do not walk into an NA meeting. Mind you, when I got there, you know, this is overtime now, overnight. And it takes some time. Now, I'm there. Still want to be involved in crime. You know, I want to be like these weak people. I don't want to be with these people here. Mind this shit ain't never worked. I still want to hold on to this. And what I got out of, you know, it's kind of like my process. It took long for me to get in touch with the truth. How'd you get in touch with the truth around a bunch of crooks? I've been around crooks all my life. Everybody lying. So I come to the NA meeting, still lying. Man, you got it going on. Mean and disease. Man, you's a hell of a guy. You still can sling it. You ain't done no 20s and no 10 years. You's a bad mama tama. And I'm listening. God damn, I can look at it and say, boy, years back, you ain't done a whole lot of time. You know, got away with some hell of a stuff. Then, mind you, hear me, I said, I got away with some hell of a stuff. You know, I said, you're a bad mama tama. So I go to the NA meeting. Mind you, I was facing 10 to 30. Mind you, when I got to the fellowship, I had 5 years probation. Judge Queen took the 10 to 30 back and gave me 5 years probation, and she told me, do not come in my courtroom no more. Mind you, when you're on the grip, well, I thought, oh, gee, man, I got again. And I got these suckers again. They just don't know me. And went right back out there, came to the meeting, hated it. Hated the setup there because I really, the language, it's just like speaking French and English. You know, they talk about keep coming back, Moby Reveal, easy does it, you understand? And let go and let God. I said, what in the hell? What are these people talking about? Surrender. Surrender. We ain't know that word in the streets. If you say surrender in the street, you can imagine what'll happen. Or are you in the jail when it's tight up in there, you say, man, I surrender today. And the guy said, what'd you say? Or, I'm powerless over that situation. So, I was afraid. You know what I mean? Like coming up and talking, I'm powerless, I'm surrender. It took some time. You know, but what amazed me, when I got in touch with the truth, as I kept coming back, it was a frightening thing. It was a battle where I was losing. But in my mind, I'm a hell of a fellow. Mind you, I ain't got no job. I ain't got no money. When I go to jail, I'm dead broke, but I'm a hell of a fellow. Man, you got it going on. So I was real fearful about the situation that I come to the fellowship and realized how much I'd have messed up my life. You know, and I'm a guy, when I was young, I ain't do good in school. Mind you, you know, I forgot about that. I've got D's and F's. That was my grade. Every grade, period. I ain't see no A-list was on the doggone board some damn way. You know what I mean? I ain't seen no B either. You know what I mean? Mine was F's and D's. When I travel home, my family was waiting for me. They said, Boosie be in here in a minute, man. We know we got. I had about eight. It was eight of us then, and we added on. We got 14. So when I come to the door, my brother and sister was laughing. They break them boots and come, man. But, you know, they said, hey, come, Jack. You got that joint again. Look. You know, and they say, my mother say, God damn, boy. You got the same part car again. And they sit behind my mother, get to laugh. And when my mother leave, I used to whoop their ass. I whooped their ass, and my mother whooped my ass. So it took some time, you know, when I came to this fellowship, real resistance about the program. But the program, I'm telling you, the program is it's a powerful program. I had to find some willingness. You know what I mean? And trust somebody. For the first time in my life, it was hard to trust somebody. Hey, go another man. I didn't know how to come to another man and say, man, I need some help. I said, he my dude gonna look at me and say, you're a weak ass. I'm not in my mind. Sucker ass nigga need some help. Help. And it took me a while. I made plenty of mistakes before I got a sponsor to help. I made plenty of mistakes. I sold dope early on in the fellowship. I wasn't involved in the program. You know what I mean? I sold dope. But what began to happen, I began to change in spite of myself. In spite of what I was thinking, in spite of what I was feeling, I said, damn, I stayed clean long enough. God put his arm around me and held me up to the point that I could say, I started visioning like, man, you better, this is about change. This ain't about this dumb shit you doing. You got an opportunity to get this shit right. And I remember being in the NA meeting, I heard a guy was sharing about a brother was in the fellowship, refused to change. He was doing 20 years. I was in my 30s when I got here. Mind you, I've done some time. Now I know 5, 10 years, no 30s. And I got the count. I think I was 38. I said, something be apps about drugs, you get in touch with the truth. I said, man, goddamn, this. I'm going to try to look at the square stuff. I had to make the decision quick. So I put the dope down. I said, I'm going to go with these square folks. I don't know if this is going to work or not. I'm going to try these square folks. So they seem like they're real happy. And the police ain't put no handcuffs on them. Let me try this little stuff. You know what I mean? So I started to find out I was sitting in the meeting telling on my goddamn self. They were saying I was snitching on me. Nobody was snitching on me but me. Man, I went out. Ah, man, I did this. And I said, God, I don't believe I'm saying this shit, man. You know? And I got to say, I hope these dudes in the street don't see me doing this kind of shit, man. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You telling on yourself, bro? You know, that was kind of strange. You know, you come up in here and then what I found out, you're going to come up and hard as a rock. God damn, you stay long enough. Every time you say, damn, anything, you're crying. We've been crying. What kind of County. See that? Hollis of Rock, man. You come up Hollis Rock, and every time you see something, you. My sponsor say the program breaking food. That's good working. You begin to get human again. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Look around the room. Look at a whole lot of people crying, goddammit. You ain't the only one. Say, fool, you're in trouble. Get some help for yourself and do something different. You know, I say, damn, this was it all about. And then when they talk about feelings and emotions, I say, I got some emotions to deal with. Feelings and emotions. I ain't know I had them damn things. I had so much drugs in me, I ain't know I had no feelings and emotions. You understand what I'm saying? Because sometimes, man, I'm married, right? And I have to learn. I come to the fellowship, man, and didn't talk at all. I used to say 3 or 4 words in the street. Anybody know me? I say, hey, brother, how you doing? Hey, man. You know, man, we talk to us. We ain't taking no whole lot of conversation. So when I came here, I said a few words. I ain't saying no whole lot. I said, my self-esteem about myself and my low self-worth about myself. And this is the best place in the world. I never talked this much. I never even got involved in the program. I love the program. You know what I mean? I thank God for my sponsor. You know what I'm saying? I encourage you, you know, try. The literature is correct. I got people in my life that I can share with, man, that are honest with me. I can be honest with them. It's a hell of a thing. A guy come up in here and scared. After I find out, I was scared to death, man. Ever stop you? I said, God damn. And I remember a guy sharing on the tape. He said, I ain't got that damn scared, though. He said he was scared of his damn shadow. I ain't got that damn scared, man. You know, see, I'm scared of my damn shadow, you know what I mean? But I was scared. I ain't got that damn scared. So and I appreciate. I stayed around long enough to kind of understand it was more to do and stop using. You know what I mean? I began to embrace this program. I began to invest in this program. And I'm not saying I'm not going to make mistakes, but I began to, just like I invest in that negative power, I began to invest in the power of power. I see changes in other people. It's too much miracles happening in this program. And keep bullshitting myself. So I said, I'm riding with these folks. I'm riding with these folks. So, you know, when I was coming down, I'm so glad God didn't give me a chance to think. I got there about 12:30. If I was thinking, I was sharing last night in my sleep. Man, mama say yes. I'm sharing. I was 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm sharing. I'm trying to tell you around. I'm going to say this. I'm going to share this. I said, God damn. 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm sharing. Everybody sleep, I'm sharing. Yeah, man, I'm a sad this day. I can't get no damn, I'm so damn tired when I wake up in the morning. I'm exhausted. You know what I mean? Trying to share. I said, yeah, damn. I said, these people done tricked me down here, got me down this damn place again. I don't like being up front. Anybody know I don't like being up front. You know, so today, my life is great. I encourage the person, if you're around here, give yourself a chance. Just keep coming back, despite what people say. You know what I mean? I'm saying we got some good people up here. You know, we got some people that, you know, right now they dealing with some stuff that I don't really think they mean any harm. We just pray for that. Now, that was different. That was real difficult when I got up here when somebody do some shit to you. My sponsor said, pray for them. What kind of shit is that? Pray for them. You need a goddamn head knocking. Pray. He say, if you don't get in touch with prayer, 911. Sound familiar to me. Yes. When you ain't using, I get in touch with a whole lot of stuff. It don't take long either. Yeah, you're right. 911. Yeah. I'm going to pray for him. I'm going to pray for everybody. You know, and that's the stuff we do up in here, right? And surrender. Man, surrender is a costly job. You know, and what I find out for me myself, change takes some time. I mean, I'm going to feel some stuff. You know, it ain't going to happen overnight. Good God, I'm like, you can imagine, you want to bust somebody up and you got to pray for them. You know what I'm saying? Pray God remove the defect. You understand? Hold still, share. You understand? You like it, like you withdrawing on this shit. You withdrawing on killings of this mother. Oh, defect, you withdrawing on killings, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm this nigga be fucked up. He may think that he said, man, these are tough, motherfucker. You been up here too long, boy. You weak. You been up here too long. They're making a jump out you. I remember my brother told me, he said, he passed away, he had the virus. I lost four brothers since I've been in this recovery process. And it wasn't for me investing in the program I didn't use. I hurt, I cried, I did what I had to do, but I didn't pick up. And that's the program. And I know my brother, he was instilling the lifestyle. And my name is Boosie, too. He said, Boosie. He said, man, he said, I'm trying to sell some dope, man. And he said, this is a slow day, man. He said, all these damn eight people, it's all the dopeies in the room. He said, where the Pathfinder's out, right? He said, man, all the dopeies in the room. He said, I need you to do me a favor. I say, what you want me to do, bro? He said, would you go up there and tell them folks? I'm giving away some testing. I say, man, y'all just damn mind. These people trying to change their life. I can't do that. He said, man, I can't sell no dope. All the people's in the room. I said, maybe you need to join the group, bro. I said, maybe you go, you ain't have to sell nothing. So my brother just crazy. You know what I mean? And man, just kind of looking at my life now and today, I really, really love this program. I would do anything for this program. I never imagined April the 19th, 1989, this year, I had 22 years clean. I thank God. I thank my higher power and the people. But the bottom line, I invest in the work. I welcome the work. I don't like it. But I'm saying that it's better to have something to work with than not to have nothing to work with. Trust me, because life shows up. That's right. And you don't want it's coming. Right. It shows up at the door. When it have learned, you got to have something to work with. If you're working with mouth, just talking, that's all you got. That's all you got is talk. What I learned from my sponsor too, yes, step work is great. But learn how to live it. Learn how to recognize before you're in the mud. Be aware. Be visioning of yourself. What you're doing and what you're going to do. Because recovery can lose recovery just like that. It's a drop of the hat. Make the wrong move. Drop of the hat. So since I've been here, I've been visioning. And When I get out here, man, when I be of service to people, not only to the fellowship members, to the people outside, my heart had changed. Even when the people go in and out, in and out, in and out, I have had a heart that, a changed heart, man, that don't judge people, man. You know, because my spouse always reminded me, when I showed up, you know what my scorecard was? All zeros. So ain't nothing that I done to get me here. I got to be compassionate of others, what they dealing with, what they going through. If they don't want to do no damn step work, just keep praying for them. I know this damn well. If you ain't using shit up in here, you going to be knocking on the sponsor door. Hey, hey, glad to the wonder. Hey, man, can you help me? Yeah. You're going to start doing some damn step work. You understand? So, or else you're going to go out of here. Trust me. You're going to go up out of here. You ain't got to use either. You're going to be in somebody's bed with their woman. Get that bullet in your ass. I'm saying your behavior could get you in a whole lot of trouble. Trust me. If you like me in your 30s, you understand, got to the 40s, and imagine, man, I'm still about, I remember about when I was 42, man, I was dealing with some issues, man, I'm gonna get me some, I know God, the devil give me another pack. That's some sick shit, man. 42, you don't sell what? Damn fool yourself. You're 42, you get 20. How much is that? Oh, my God. I don't even want to think about that shit. I mean, so damn old. Them young niggas call these pops. They be calling me grandpops. No, I ain't want to go to that military. Well, fam, I don't want to sell no more dope. And the program about change, and I want to continue changing. And I continue to ask for help. That's a great thing about me. I ask for help today. And you know what I'm saying? And I love NA, man. I have a mother. I'm going to say how powerful step work is. I had a mother when I came into fellowship. I couldn't stand it. She don't know it. Ain't her business. Smiles ain't her business. Couldn't stand it. Matter of fact, and when you can't stand yourself, you don't stand nobody any damn way. So let me say that I hate every goddamn body. So today, I had a better relationship with my own family, because I used to make other families my family, because I disliked my family that much. I would adopt your family instead of my family. Since I've been here, I have got closer to my family through the help of step work, working on me, praying for them, staying out the way, and allow them to grow where they need to grow. And stop judging. Because, goddamn, if I was judged, I wouldn't even be here. So we have gang got closer. And my family, I remember my family, we don't talk, Aaron, we don't talk about love. You know? And I remember my sponsor say, God dang, since they don't talk about time for you to start. Won't you tell them you love them? Now today, man, when I talk to anyone, my friend, they're not even in the fellowship, we express love to you, because that kind of thinking in the street that if you love somebody, you weak. You ain't right. You know what I mean? The dude, my sponsor said, damn fool, you not in the street no more. This is a new way of life. Now, if you was in the street, be something different. You talk about niggas, you guys said, no, man, I love you. God may say, did you hear that, bro? You what'd you say, man? You love me. We don't speak that language in the street. You know, so since being here, and I'm so honored that baby, I couldn't even talk, man. I'm so grateful for the fellowship of Knockout Anonymous. If you're seeing the shape I came First day I came, I was in bad shape. And didn't know I was in bad shape. You know what I mean? I didn't have no hope. You understand? I wanted to keep doing the same thing, never worked. Something wrong with that. I still wanted to go back and try it one more time. Now, it had failed 27 times, but I want to try it one more. Ain't that kind of rough? You want to go back? And I thank God for allowing me to stay here. I begin to see what was happening in the room. The miracle that people was going to school. The miracle that people was getting their education. The miracle that people was reading and writing. Because I couldn't do that when I got here. I ain't had a job, didn't want to work, had a social security number, didn't want to work. When they say work the step, I thought they were talking about damn work. Work! I panicked. I go, work? What do you mean work? I got to work. I got to work too? But I'm so glad that when you come to this fellowship, over time, still overnight, they give you a little piece at a time. If you man there lay this shit out in front of me, I'd have been well out the door. I'd go, oh, shit, no, it ain't going to change. Getting somebody to talk to a sponsor. You know, telling my business. And when you've been all in the street, all your business all over the damn place. You say, I got some business. What killed me when I got everybody here, I tell my, I can't trust this one. I trust every goddamn person in the street. I don't care. I stood on corner for 2-3 hours. You understand? Waiting for that. Cuss the dude out. When he come there, I say, hey, Joe, my main man. Hey, baby, it's my man, yeah. Hey, put it in me. What you say? Man, this thing hitting and sticking. Like a Popeye chicken, that's what he said. Like Popeye chicken. If you miss me, you won't get high. I trust everybody. So I begin to look around. I'm not in the street. People recovering in the process. I begin to trust y'all. And y'all haven't failed me yet. Y'all haven't failed me yet, man. You know, I have a son since being here. And I'll be here whenever decide that he want to sit down and talk. You know what I mean? And I always pray for him. He disliked me. You know, he's a loner. That's what I was, a loner, but I stay in a whole lot of damn trouble though. You know, he's a loner, he don't be in trouble like me. I'm in everything, I'm bobbing everybody, trying to rob everybody, so you know, he don't do that. So I've been praying for him that I'd like to have a relationship with my son. If I don't, I'm okay with that. Because I believe that my process, because I'm in recovery process, everything, I don't have a relationship with family members. I don't think all these relationships with men, but what I would gain from it, I would gain some acceptance about it. I'll be able to move forward. Long as I do the best I can, I'm all right. God know my heart. You understand what I'm saying? So, because I hear people tell me, you know, I give my family back. Some things won't happen. But you have to find some acceptance about it. And to help out the sponsor, to help you move forward through that. And be all right with it. You know what I'm saying? Because I thank God for my sponsor. You know, I like to fantasize when I got here, you know. The ego and the fantasy, you can man pull them two together. What mess it in. You know, I had a hell of an ego, and I fantasized. I'm going to say, I remember Superfly, right? Betty was talking about, I was a kid, man, and you know, I wanted to be a gangster. So I watched that Ellen Ness joint. So, my mom didn't tell me I ain't going to be shit. You understand? So I said, I'm looking at Ellen Ness. God damn. I'm mad with Ellen Ness when he catch the crooks. I said, I want to be like I want to be like Ellen Ness. And not Ellen Ness, it was the crook. So one day, I decided to go to see Superfly. So now, you know, I don't know who I was during that time. I wasn't Wim. I was somebody else going there, you know. And I'm seeing what Superfly is about. I went up in there, and man, and I said, it's a bad man. What time are you? He had the coat. Superfly was talking slick. Had a slick ride. You understand what I'm saying? He had the spoon around his neck. Had his little cup. I said, that's my motherfucking man. I went to the store. I had a bankroll because I'm hustling good. I said, I'm going to get me some of that stuff. Super, I went and got the coat. Got the pants. Got the shoes. Stopping because then during that time, you could buy that stuff at the store. Got the spoons. So give me one of them silk drums. Spoon, fill it up. Da-da-da, Superfly. Here it comes. My family looked at me and said, what's up, man? Man, ain't nothing up with me, Joe. Ain't nothing up with me, Bobby. Put a coat back like this here, couldn't tell me nothing. I'm telling you, I was like him. I was Superfly. I said, goddamn, Superfly damn near killed me. Almost killed me. At the end, I ain't had the coat, the spoon, the shoes, nothing. I ain't had nothing. I ain't had a place to go. That's how I fly. Superfly to break me out. I was dead broke. Matter of fact, a young dude came up to me and said, hey man, you want a 10-pack? Yeah, I took one of them and went to all 10 of them. I remember being up 70. At the end, I had a whole lot of that. The beginning, I had a whole lot of stuff. At the end, I remember, man, the nights were long. The day was long. Dude used to give me a 10-pack. Everybody used to walk by me. I want to get up for him. Okay, now I got some tape in my pocket. I'm rapping, e-rap, unwrapping, rapping, taking it, rapping. I got a dough bag, rap. Dude come back and say, Boots, how you doing? Man, you know, something wrong with you guys, man. They don't want that. I done took all the dough out of the bag. All the dough. Them guys was hip, they said, don't get it from him. So at the end, I ain't had nothing. When I got here, I come here and I came here with nothing. No hope. This is the only place I know you can come in and be yourself. God dang, you know, I may pick a few masses up once in a while. I ain't got a whole bag of them like I had when I came in. And I don't take me long to get in touch with myself, what's going on with me. And I believe prayer is a powerful thing. Love is a powerful thing. I thank God for these spiritual principles. When you can get in touch with the truth about yourself, you're going to get to the solution. And I can tell you, there ain't no gangsters up here. Gangsters don't come to your aid. If you think you're a gangster, keep coming back. You think you're a player, keep coming back. You're going to find out it ain't what you thought it was. But it's okay. It's okay. And how much time I got to, man? I don't do all this talking. Five more minutes. Damn, I don't talk that much? Damn, y'all don't trick me anyway. I want me to sit up and talk for 2 hours now. I'm closed with this. I'm really grateful. I have a best friend. I got some friends in my life that I really love. that really loves me gonna let me die. Surround yourself with people gonna tell you the truth in spite of how you may want to feel. Don't surround yourself with people gonna put up with your shit and tell you it's all right when it's not all right. Because you can die here too. You can die here too. So surround yourself with people. They're going to tell you the truth. And trust me, find something greater than yourself. If you don't know right now, find somebody in this program that you can trust. You can give everything to. Because you got people in, you can get everything to. They won't hear that meeting.
That's right.
Goddamn, they got like they got a safe lock right in there. Guess that ain't giving it up.
Thank you.
They ain't giving it up because we know how it's important. When you come here, you don't trust people. Got issues. But when you find you can trust a person, all doors open. It's like water flowing down the river. Let me write some of this stuff down. You get free. You get free. It's so important. Get some literature, just pick it up. Like me, you know, pick it up and read sometime about it's so much in the literature that you can gain from. Trust me, man. It's so much that you can gain from. If you're not doing any step work, try. If you want more from the program helps you much, much more. If you're here and not doing it, you're cheating yourself. And then if you sponsor somebody, you're cheating them. If you're not going to help them, let somebody help them. Don't cheat them because you don't want to do that. You know, let them go ahead and do what they need to do for themselves. You know what I mean? Because it's so important. You know what I mean? That people, you know, I come here to... I ain't know I came in to save my life. I thought I was all right. I found out, I said, Lord, have mercy. You understand? And I can remember somebody was sharing about St. Elizabeth Hospital. As I ride through there, man, I said, them doggone crazy people. And they had, I'm outside of the gate. Do you imagine me? I'm calling them crazy. And at least they know they're crazy. They're getting something. Right. I'm crazy. I'm riding by them. You can hear them. Look at them crazy people. I need to be over the gate with them. You know, so I encourage you to get somebody you can trust and do some step work and go to meetings. Don't find no skeeping nothing in New York. I got a job. I got this. I got that. If you like dope, coke like I like it. God dang, I stopped going to work. I stopped doing what I'm doing. And use. I'm telling you, man, I had never been clean like this. Not on it, clean.
Come on.
I never changed my life on the inside like this. I always tell everybody, I always just call them squares. I'm a square now.
Yeah.
And you know what? And this shit is good. Let me tell you, it's a good shit. Good square shit. If I recommend you, if you want some good square shit, come to NA. We'll help you grow up. All right, that's enough out of me. Thank you very much.